This is Glenda Shepherd and my book bite for The Grapes of Wrath, part of the spring read for HPPR's Radio Readers Book Club. The Joads are still with us. They have survived under many different names, but they share most of the characteristics as the Joads. First, poverty defined the Joads and other families who had left Oklahoma before them. Since in 1938 they were all poor, they weren't ashamed of how they looked. In Chapter 5, a sharecropper admits, "If all the neighbors weren't the same, we'd be too ashamed to go to meeting." Today, with no Great Depression hanging over our economy, roughly 38 million U.S. citizens, or a fraction over 11% of the population, live at or below the poverty level of $15,060 income for one person, according to healthcare.gov. Second, the Joads were not literate enough to deal with bankers, landowners, and their contracts. Grandpa and Grandma either couldn't or didn't read. Tom said in Chapter 4 he figured Grandma didn't read the Christmas card she sent him. She lost her glasses the year I went up. Maybe she never did find them. Pa Joad could sign his name and fill out a catalog order, but as Tom says on page 102, Pa could write, but he wouldn't. Didn't like to. It gave him the shivers to write. Probably like many sharecroppers of that time, Tom says on page 113, every time Pa seen writing, somebody took something away from him. Without reading and writing skills, sharecroppers like the Joads couldn't fight more powerful banks and courts. Today, schools struggle to recoup losses brought on by COVID. Writing and reading scores are below grade level in many schools. Even worse, many rural schools cannot find teachers to fill positions. Third, in 1938 and 2025, we don't have sufficient facilities for those people who do fall between the cracks. Those financial traps range from a medical disability caused by a car crash, to ward injuries, to drug addiction, alcoholism, or mental illness. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal made a start, but that help was too late for the Joads and woefully inadequate for the disadvantaged of today. Today, if you're near the top of the income ladder, you are convinced those below you are only there because they didn't work hard enough. But if you're near the bottom rung, working two or three jobs and seeing more months left at the end of the paycheck than there is money, you feel the pressure of futility, just as the Joads do. Whatever the reason, the Joads are still with us. This is Glenda Shepherd and my book bite for The Grapes of Wrath, part of the spring read for HPPR's Radio Readers Book Club.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.